Good morning, Barney.
Morning.
Morning, Mojo.
Morning.
Dietrich and Levitt went out on a call, and I finished the quarterly manpower stats. They're in on your desk.
Well, thank you. Harris?
Hmm?
Aren't you appealing today?
Thank you. I think you are, too.
I was referring to your $320,000 judgment.
Oh, you must mean the one I've been trying not to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the decision on the appeal is going to come down today.
How's it look?
Well, I'm not worried. You know, I mean, even if I lose today, I can just appeal again. You know, keep dragging it through the courts for years. And in the meantime, who knows? I mean, Ripner could have a massive coronary or die in an avalanche.
He doesn't strike me as the skiing type.
I've been sending him brochures.
Okay, Mr. Golden, inside.
Who do they think they are, huh? Telling me where to go and what to do.
Get in there and be quiet.
You're just asking.
What do we got?
Captain, this is Martin Golden. Charges include trespassing, destruction of private property, and aggravated assault.
I may not look like much, but I used to be an air raid warden.
Mr. Golden took umbrage when he was denied permission to cut through this construction site on his way to work.
I have a newsstand on the other side.
A couple of hard hats caught him with a company crowbar prying his way through the fence. When he tried to stop me, he took a swing at him with it.
The owners are sending someone down to sign a complaint.
Okay,
The whole thing is unfair. For 20 years, I had a perfectly vacant lot to walk across. And now, boom, in one day, as if it fell from the sky, I got a bunch of roughnecks putting up a building.
That's progress.
You're very wise.
Welcome.
Cuffed my handsies.
Hi.
I'm a worthless check. I'm a total wreck. I'm a flop.
Walter, hold it. Just hold it for just a second, all right?
You're the cop.
Thanks. Barn, this is Walter Cushing. This is Captain Miller.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
We picked him up at Siegel, singing away in the housewares department.
I was opening up. I was reaching out.
Yeah, see, he's taking this kind of therapy where they teach you to lose your inhibitions by singing in public.
According to witnesses, there was a big crowd watching the yogurt maker demonstration when Mr. Cushing approached the lady in charge and went into a chorus of, "Hey, good looking, what you got cooking?"
Actually, yogurt is fermented, but there's no song for it.
Well, anyway, he started driving people away, and so the manager told him to stop, and he just kept on going.
See, in the movies, when people used to start singing, everybody would join in. In real life, they'd just look at you like you're crazy.
Pressing charges?
Creating a disturbance, loitering, and conspiracy with intent to annoy.
All right, Mr. Cushing, have a seat over here.
What for?
You're going to need further information.
Barn?
Yeah.
Court convenes in an hour, so I guess I better take off now.
Hey. Good luck.
Thank you. Listen, officially I'm due back at 4, right?
4.
Try and have him out of here by then, okay?
You see, Sergeant, as children, we were capable of complete spontaneity. We danced, we laughed, we sang, expressed whatever we felt, regardless of what anyone else thought.
Yeah, I remember that.
But as we grow older, we're expected to suppress our feelings. You know, act your age, grow up. Big girls don't cry. Until our lives become nothing more than an emotional monotone.
In a cage.
Don't you see, Sergeant? Through the magic of singing, you can renew your spirit, rise above the muck and mire of this thing called life, rejuvenate, celebrate. Come on. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Everybody, with songs they have sung for 1,000 years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. Excuse me.
I checked Mr. Golden for priors. He's clean.
Okay.
Also started doing a little research on his claim.
What claim?
His right to walk across that lot. There's some very interesting laws in that area.
Hey, hey, hey. It's me, Boo-Boo.
Hey, Harris.
Wojo, you big lug.
Hey, what's happening, little Evan?
I'm back, Barney.
You drunk?
Uh-huh.
Gotta go in court.
What happened? Go. We're all sitting around there in the courtroom. Then the judge strolled in. So we all stood up, you know. I mean, it's required, you know. And then he gave down his decision.
Which was?
He said that I can't be appealing anymore.
Does that mean Ripner's gonna get all the money?
Mm. The defendant, Ronald Nathan Harris, is hereby directed to give to the plaintiff, Arnold, Mr. Potato Head Ripner, the total of $320,000. So I said to the judge, hey, guess what? I haven't got it. So he said to me, guess what? You better get it. And that's when I started to find out about supplemental proceedings. Do you know what supplemental proceedings is?
No, what?
It's when I have to show up the first thing, bright and early, tomorrow afternoon, with everything that I own in this world.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, I was getting all my stuff together at home, and I ran across those 2 bottles of Lafite 29. You remember? I bought them at a wine auction 3 years ago. You know that they are now worth $2,000 for one of them. So I said to myself, no way am I gonna let this bourgeois bozo suck up my fine French grape. So you know what I did with that wine?
I could hazard a guess.
I poured it down the sink while I drank a whole bottle of really cheap gin.
All right, Harris, come on.
Barney, it's okay, I know. We all got work to do. And don't worry, I got some leads to follow on a crime case.
You're not going anywhere. Why don't you give me your gun?
Huh?
Your gun. Can I have it?
What for?
For old times, huh?
Oh. You're not gonna give it to Ripner, are you?
Promise. Okay, you come with me. We're gonna go into my office. And we're gonna lie down.
Whoa.
Together?
Damn it.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Jason Parrish, Liberty Bell Development Corporation.
Oh, I am Sergeant Dietrich. Taking you here to see Mr. Golden.
Yeah, where do I sign?
You mean a complaint?
Yes, Sergeant, and I'm in a little bit of a hurry, if you don't mind.
I understand that, but, listen, I did a little check on Mr. Golden. The man has never even had a parking ticket.
Good for you. So where do I sign?
I'm sure if you agreed to drop the charges, Mr. Golden would promise never to set foot on your property again, right?
Sergeant, I'm just carrying out the instructions of the owners.
Sure, I understand that, but I'm sure if you called them, they'd understand the situation.
I would, but I'm not even sure that there's an interpreter available.
An interpreter?
Liberty Bell is a multinational investment syndicate made up of French, West German, and Kuwaiti interests.
Oh, I should have known by the name.
I'm not unsympathetic, but I really would like to get this taken care of. I got a foreclosure seminar at 5.
All right, you can sign the complaint. But we may need some preliminary information for Mr. Golden's injunction.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Golden may want to proceed with his claim.
I have a claim?
You did walk across that property to get to your place of business.
Every day for 20 years.
So?
So that creates an easement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The right to use the realty of another for a specific purpose or to limit the use of someone else's realty.
I know the term.
Mr. Golden's daily crossing of your property conferred on him the legal right to do so. He can't exercise that right if you put up a building there.
So what do you want us to do, tear it down?
Hey, it's up to Mr. Golden.
If it's not too much trouble.
Can I use your phone?
Right ahead.
How's he doing?
He talked himself to sleep.
So, do you want me to write up a disciplinary notification for downtown?
That is the required procedure.
So, do you want me to write up a disciplinary notification for downtown?
Type it up. I will sign it.
Who gets copies?
Nobody.
Bonjour, Monsieur Patin. Ismo? No. Well, it's like if someone had been walking through your vineyard to get to his bordello. Well, yes, theoretically, he could demand that the building be redesigned to accommodate him. Or failing that, he could have it torn down. No, I don't think there's any reason to bother Helmut with this. Well, you know how he gets. Guten Tag, Herr Strassler. Jawohl, wir haben ein bisschen Problem hier. Die Wolken sind ganz kaputt. Yeah, I got that. Jason Parrish, Liberty Bell Development.
Yeah, Miller.
I hate this job. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree completely. My clients have decided not to proceed against Mr. Golden. Assuming, of course, that Mr. Golden agrees not to proceed against us, okay?
Oh, it's very generous of you. But I prefer that the building come down.
We could pick you up in a limousine every day, take you around the building.
I don't like cars. Tinted glass gives me a headache.
Moment, bitte. Mr. Golden, your newspaper stands outside, right?
So?
So how would you like one inside? Right next to the elevator.
I don't know. I'm very happy where I am.
How about we throw in a trip to Europe? Spain, France, Monte Carlo? Female companion?
You drive a hard bargain. But, all right.
Helmut, it's a yeah.
How's it going, Harris?
You are looking at one mad nigga.
Look, maybe you better just...
Better? Better what, Barney? Better stop being so uppity? Hey, sure. Let the boy write him a book. Make him some money. Get him a little notoriety. Sure, let me start climbing up that ladder. Then all eyes on the high dive. But they didn't put no water in the pool.
I'm sure everything will look a lot better in the morning.
It's easy for you. You ain't gonna wake up, Paul.
Harris, look.
I'm a country boy, you know that? I was poor. Poor as the dirt I slept in. My daddy worked 18 hours a day in the mills until they carried him away. Mama took in white folks washing and mending just so she could put a little something on the table for 11 hungry children.
I never knew that.
I made that up. I may just send that to Palmerstown, because I'm a damn good writer, Barney. I am damn good.
Nobody ever said you weren't, Harris.
Blood. Blood on the badge, Barney. It's a fine book.
Yeah.
It's a fine book, Barney. Look. Witty. Vital and absorbing. Rivals Wamba's best.
How long ago was that? About a year and a half ago you wrote that?
Yeah, so.
So what have you written lately?
Warren, what you saying?
I don't know, Harris. With all the cocktail parties and the movie deals, appears to me you haven't done any serious writing recently.
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this... this may not be the worst thing that could happen. Maybe it'll force you to sit back down and do what you said you wanted to do, right?
I know this is hard for you, Barney. But could you just mind your own damn business?
No, Harris, he's just trying to help.
Now, what do you know, man? None of you know nothing.
Hey, Harris.
All right, just... Let's leave him alone, huh? We got work to do?
Yeah. So let's get to it. It's over, man. It's all over. It's all over anyway, so what's the point, man?
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes in the sky. Hope so. Anytime you're feeling low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oh, thank God.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that wall could fall. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept punching that dam because he had high hopes. He had
coming up next on episode 49. Harold Gould makes the first of four guest starring appearances, this time as General von Lintzer. He's best known for his roles on Rhoda and The Golden Girls. See him on Hogan's Heroes, next on TV Land.